Welcome, witches, to episode 31 of Witch Talk. I'm your host, Brie, a Scorpio Sun, Taurus Moon, Pisces Rising, and this is a witch's guide for the week of September 16th to September 22nd, 2024. We've made it. We've made it to the week of the eclipse, and I truly can't wait to talk about it. Honestly, this week has some serious shifting energy, as an energy that can really move things forward, but I also feel like shifting, or to shift, the act of shifting itself, is going to be such a prominent key theme through this Pisces Virgo axis, especially because they are both mutable signs, right? They are flowing signs. I posted a video about Virgos the other day on TikTok, and I had to remind you guys that Virgo is a mutable sign. Don't be so uptight. Anyway, keep that in mind. I think that this week is going to be illuminating. It's going to be alchemical. And it's going to be about finding equilibrium. So those are my three words: illuminating, alchemical, equilibrium. And with that, I'm going to rate it an 8 out of 10. Some of you may be surprised with that rating, but this week really does offer these big energies for important opportunities for transformation and transmutation, turning challenges into personal growth and wisdom. If you have not read the book, The Alchemist, I feel like this would be the week to do so. This week is very much the alchemist energy. And with the onset of the fall equinox and Libra season, there's a strong emphasis on equilibrium and balancing the scales, both within our lives and in our relationships and everything. And I will talk about all of this in today's episode, so let's get into it. We start off the week on September 16th with the moon entering Pisces at 5:39 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, really gearing us up for that eclipse. And as the moon moves into Pisces, it brings a dissolving quality to the moon. It brings a focus on our sensitivity and receptivity. This ingress is about the importance of our dreams and our imagination and the subtle background noises of our psyche. It's a moment to embrace the fluidity of our emotions, to tune into the spiritual and the mystical, and to allow compassion to guide our actions. As the moon moves through Pisces, it's always a reminder of the interconnectedness of all things. On the 16th as well, Mars in Cancer, a planet that is extremely uncomfortable in this sign, has a challenging square to the North Node in Aries at 5:54 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This square speaks to a tension between the past and the future. Mars in Cancer is driven by emotional impulses, and it looks to protect and defend. And this square demands that we address our fears and insecurities, particularly the ones that are rooted in family and in familial or ancestral patterns. So this aspect can definitely trigger issues that are deeply personal. It's a moment to reflect on where we may be clinging to old and possibly toxic emotional habits and how we can redirect our energy towards a more authentic expression of our will. And now we move along to September 17th at 10:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for this lunar eclipse at 25 degrees of Pisces. In the grand tapestry or wheel of the zodiac, the Pisces Virgo axis is one of the most interesting co-energies to me. It's a very interesting exploration of duality and integration. And this speaks to a relationship between the magical and the mundane, really challenging us to find harmony between these, what you would think are very opposing forces. And so when we think about this axis, we have to understand Pisces and Virgo separately and what they represent and how they work together and how they oppose each other. Pisces, which is ruled by Jupiter, is the sign of universal oneness. It's the sign where boundaries dissolve, and it represents the culmination of the zodiacal journey, right? Since it's the last sign of the zodiac where the individual soul actually merges with the collective, basically transcending the limitations of ego and form itself. I don't know if you guys know that meme of the brain exploding, and it's like a galaxy of a brain exploding, just going into a bunch of different pieces. That's Pisces. Pisces is the realm of dreams, of intuition, and the unconscious. It's the waters that flow beneath the surface of reality, and it carries the wisdom of the ages and of all the other signs. In Pisces, based on this transcendence quality it has, we experience the ultimate surrender. That's going to be a word you hear a lot of astrologers throw around now as we step into this cycle, because Pisces is about the letting go of control and embracing the unknown. It's here that we're asked to trust in something greater than ourselves, to have faith in what we don't know yet, and to navigate the world not with logic, but with intuition. Pisces teaches us that life is not just about what we can see and touch, but about the deeper, more elusive things that lie beneath the veil of material existence. This is the sign of the mystic, of the artist, of the healer, those who are attuned to the subtle energies of the universe and who often walk between worlds. But the flip side of Pisces, some would say the weakness of Pisces, is the danger of losing yourself in the vastness of it all. And that's where Virgo comes in. Without the grounding influence of the other signs, Pisces can become lost in illusions and fantasies and escapism, etc., etc., etc. And it can lead to a disconnection from reality, where the lines between what's true and what's fake, what's authentic versus inauthentic blur, and where the desire to escape the pain of the world can lead to very unhealthy behaviors. And so then there's Virgo. Not saying that Pisces needs to be saved by Virgo, they both pull from each other, but opposite Pisces stands Virgo, this mutable earth sign ruled by Mercury. If Pisces represents the dissolution into the divine, Virgo is the meticulous process of bringing that divine order into the mundane world. Virgo is the sign of discernment, of precision, and refinement. You've all probably heard me say this 1,000 times in the last few episodes. It is the craftsman, it's the healer, the analyst, those who dedicate themselves to the art of perfecting, to purifying and improving. In Virgo, we see the sacredness of the small, the importance of the details, and the value of service to others. Virgo's role in the zodiac is to take that boundless potential of Pisces and shape it into something real, into something that can serve a purpose in this world. It's a sign that reminds us that the divine is not just found in the sky or heavens or God, whatever floats your boat, but also in soil, in the body, and in the everyday acts of care and attention. Virgo teaches us that humility is important, service is important, and the discipline, effort, and action required to bring the divine into form is also very important. And then you have Virgo's shadow side as well, the potential for excessive worry, criticism, and a fixation on perfection. In its journey to refine and purify, Virgo can become overly focused on flaws both in itself and other people, leading to a sense of inadequacy or a life of constant striving without ever feeling satisfied. And that Virgoan need for control can also become a prison, a mental prison, preventing someone from embracing the messiness and unpredictability of life, which Pisces loves. Pisces is that messiness and unpredictability in life. See how that works? The interplay between Pisces and Virgo is one of the most intricate and nuanced relationships in astrology. Pisces learns from Virgo the importance of grounding its dreams in reality, of bringing its visions into concrete form, and of maintaining a sense of discernment and order amidst the chaos of life. And Virgo, in turn, learns from Pisces the necessity of surrender, the value of intuition, and the importance of connecting with something greater than yourself, right? So together, these signs teach us that life is about finding balance between these energies. We're meant to dream, to imagine, and to connect with the divine, but also refine and serve and to bring those dreams into reality. And so as we experience this first lunar eclipse in Pisces, the collective energy of us all will be drawn towards themes of dissolution and surrender and emotional release. Lunar eclipses usually bring to light what has been hidden or repressed, particularly in the emotional and unconscious realms. Things we may not have even known we were ready to realize about ourselves or the world around us. And in Pisces, this eclipse might reveal where we've been holding on to illusions, where we've been escaping from our reality, or where we have been overly identified with a particular narrative that just no longer serves us. Think about what house Pisces rules for you as well as Virgo. This is a time for deep healing, for letting go of what no longer resonates. And most importantly, it's a time to trust in the flow of life, to surrender control and to allow ourselves to be guided by something greater. For people with significant placements in Pisces or Virgo, or people whose charts are activated by this eclipse, this could be a particularly strong time for transformation for you. And as the nodes shift into the Pisces and Virgo axis, officially beginning in 2025, The collective focus will increasingly turn towards the themes of service and of health and the integration of the spiritual and the practical for like 2 years. So in a world that prioritizes the practical and the real and only usually validates what you can see and touch, the shift into this axis will bring a renewed focus on the spiritual and the emotional and the unseen. It will challenge us to find ways to integrate these realms in our personal lives and in the world at large. This means issues related to health, environmental sustainability, and the need for a more holistic approach to life will really come to the surface in our world. Virgo's focus on health and service may bring attention to the ways in which we care for our bodies, our communities, and the planet. Pisces' influence will remind us of the interconnectedness of all life and the importance of compassion and empathy in our interactions with other people. It's really going to be the start to some much needed healing for us. And specifically, those affected most by these transits will once again be people with strong placements in Pisces or Virgo, particularly if these signs are emphasized in key areas of the chart, like the sun, moon, ascendant, midheaven. But we all have Pisces and Virgo somewhere in our charts, and the lessons of this axis will resonate on some level for everyone. On the 18th, the moon enters Aries, and then at 4:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mercury in Virgo forms an opposition to Saturn in Pisces. Now, this is a good example of a Virgo-Pisces trigger. These themes are playing out in a slightly different context because similarly to what I was just talking about with Virgo and Pisces, it's about understanding the incomprehensible, right? It's about the exhaustive process of true understanding. This opposition is mental. It's where the desire and maybe the need for clear answers is met with confusion or delay or a sense of disillusionment. But it also offers the potential for great wisdom if we can navigate the tension with patience. The key lies here, and one of the biggest themes of Pisces and Virgo is in balancing this need for structure with the acceptance of the uncertainty. You can't control everything. On September 19th at 10:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Sun in Virgo forms a harmonious trine to Uranus retrograde in Taurus, which favors breakthroughs in areas related to health, work, and daily routines, where small adjustments can lead to big results. It's helpful in embracing new technologies, innovative methods to get things done, or alternative approaches that can enhance efficiency and productivity. The energy of this trine supports practical experimentation, where the grounded energy of the earth signs, Virgo and Taurus together, can make sure that any changes you make are both sustainable and beneficial in the long run. On September 20th, the moon then moves into its exaltation of Taurus at 5:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, meaning this two-day-ish period is a time when emotional needs are met through physical satisfaction, whether that be in the form of good food, rest, or the simple pleasures of life. The moon in Taurus encourages us to slow down, to savor the moment, and to focus on what brings us lasting peace and contentment. It's a time to take care of ourselves and to create a sense of security and to connect with the natural world. Later that day at 8:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have another Pisces Virgo moment with the opposition between the Sun in Virgo and Neptune in Pisces. This aspect highlights the tension between clarity and confusion, reality and illusion, order and chaos. This opposition can bring a sense of disorientation where the clear path forward seems very confusing. It's obscured by fog. It's a bit unclear what the next part looks like. And this aspect invites us to question our assumptions, to explore the spaces between the known and the unknown, and to find a way to integrate the spiritual into something more lasting and rooted. On September 21st, Mercury in Virgo squares Jupiter in Gemini at 4:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, creating a tension between the precision and expansion. Both Virgo and Gemini are ruled by Mercury, but their approaches are extremely different, very different. Virgo seeks to refine and perfect, as we know, focusing on the details, while Jupiter in Gemini expands the mind. It embraces variety and multiplicity. This square can create a push and pull between narrowing our focus and broadening our horizons, between the need for accuracy and the temptation to take on too much. This aspect might manifest as a struggle to communicate effectively, where the desire to convey complex ideas is met with the challenge of keeping things clear and concise. It's a time to be mindful of overextending ourselves, of taking on more than we can actually handle, and of the setbacks of information overload. On the 22nd, at 6:25 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the moon moves into Gemini. This is a time when our emotions are likely to be more intellectualized and when we might seek out mental stimulation as a way to process our feelings. The moon in Gemini supports learning and teaching and the exchange of information, making it an excellent time for networking. The trine between the sun in Virgo and Pluto retrograde in Capricorn that same day on the 22nd brings a deep transformative energy to the surface. Both Virgo and Capricorn are earth signs concerned with practicality and effectiveness, but Pluto adds a layer of intensity to the mix. This trine gives us a moment when we can harness our strength to make nice changes in our lives, particularly in areas related to work, health, and personal development. This aspect supports the process of purging and refining, where the sun in Virgo illuminates what needs to be transformed and Pluto in Capricorn provides the power to actually do so. It supports the focus on long-term goals to let go of what no longer serves us and to embrace the process of deep inner work. This energy of the trine is very supportive of any efforts to rebuild or restructure our lives, particularly in ways that align with our highest values and ambitions. And then on the 22nd as well, at 8:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time is Libra season, with the sun's ingress into Libra as well as the fall equinox. Libra, being ruled by Venus, is the sign of balance, harmony, and justice. It is the only zodiac sign represented by an inanimate object, the scales, symbolizing the delicate equilibrium that Libra looks for in all aspects of life. In astrology, Libra's position in the zodiac serves as a bridge between the outer social planets and the inner personal ones. It has a role as a mediator and harmonizer, and the fall equinox, when day and night are of equal length, mirrors this theme of balance, reminding us of the cyclical nature of time and the importance of harmony in our lives. Mythologically, Libra is associated with Themis, the Greek goddess of divine law and order. Usually she's seen holding the scales of justice in pictures. And Themis embodies the idea of cosmic justice, where every action has its corresponding reaction, a concept that resonates very deeply within the equinox theme of balance. The equinox is also a time when many cultures celebrate the harvest, a moment to reap the fruits of labor and to give thanks for the abundance of the earth. All Virgo season, I talked about harvest and how it's the sign of harvest where you plant the seeds, and now Libra reaps the fruits of that labor. But this duality of justice and harvest really does reflect the Libra energy of weighing our actions and intentions and understanding that what we sow is what we will ultimately reap. The equinox marks the ingress of the sun into the seventh house of the natural zodiac, the seventh house being a place most people associate with Libra and where the focus shifts from the self to the other. This is a time when the sun, who is the ruler of ego and identity, must come into balance with the needs and desires of those around us. Libra season invites us to consider our relationships, both personal and professional, and to find fairness in our interactions. The equinox reminds us that true harmony isn't achieved by suppressing our own needs, but by finding a middle ground. The cultural significance of the fall equinox is different everywhere. You know, in ancient Egypt, this was a time of the harvest festival, dedicated to the god Osiris, who was associated with death and rebirth and the cycles of nature. I've talked about this on here before. The Egyptians saw the equinox as a time when the scales of Maat, who is the goddess of truth and justice, were balanced, weighing the hearts of the deceased against the feather of truth, as in the scale. In a very similar way, the Roman festival, I forget what it's called, I think it starts with an E, the Eleusinian Mysteries, I believe. The equinox represented the descent of Persephone into the underworld, symbolizing the cyclical journey of life, death, and rebirth. So yeah, these cultural rites definitely echo the Libra themes of justice and balance and the transition between light and dark, life and death. Astrologically though, the fall equinox is a moment of pause. It's a brief period when the energies of the universe are in perfect balance. It is a time to reflect on the past 6 months and to prepare for the inward journey that the darker half of the year brings. The sun in Libra highlights the importance of balance in our inner and outer worlds. This isn't a passive balance, but more of an active, dynamic state where we can constantly adjust and refine our actions to maintain harmony. And as the sun moves through Libra, we'll be reminded of the importance of justice and fairness in our lives. The scales of Libra teach us that every action we take has a consequence, and that true balance can only be achieved through conscious effort and awareness. The fall equinox is a powerful time for rituals of balance, whether through meditation, setting intentions for the season, or just taking time to appreciate the beauty of the natural world. I personally love art. Libra is a sign that rules over art. And I always find that I go to the most museums and art galleries and openings of the year, of the entire year during Libra season. And I believe September/October is the busiest time of the art gallery scene as well, which really adds up. So in the spirit of Libra, let this equinox be a time of reflection and of gratitude and a renewed commitment to living in harmony with ourselves and the world around us. And to wrap up the week, on the same day of the 22nd at 5:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Venus in Libra forms a square to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. Bringing intense dynamics to the realm of relationships and values, the square can bring up issues of manipulation or jealousy or power struggles in relationships where the desire for peace and fairness is challenged by a deeper, more raw and primal force. This aspect can also reveal the shadow side of our desires where we might need to address uncomfortable things about what we value and why. It's a time to be mindful of any tendencies to control or dominate other people, and to instead focus on how we can transform our relationships in a way that honors both our needs and the needs of others. And that concludes this week's episode of Witch Talk. Guys, September is a powerful transitional month where a lot of shifts are being made energy-wise. We're going to be stepping into this era of faith and mind, body, spirit, and a lot of emotions, and maybe really wanting to battle those emotions and not actually feel them. So keep that in mind. Feel your emotions. Keep in mind that timing is also everything. And speaking of which, transit and timing readings are discounted for a limited time until the end of September. So you have about 2 more weeks left for that. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. And join me next week as we continue our journey through the cosmos. And until then, keep slaying and stay witchy. Bye!